448 here on Downtown. It's New Year and a brand new tour beginning. Our message in the bottle, back again in 2017. Eric Meehan from Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Welcome back. Happy New Year.
Hello. Happy New Year. Happy 2017 to everybody out there.
Woo.
Hope you all had a good one. And hopefully yours didn't end like Mariah Carey's.
But if it was, you just blame sabotage.
Oh, my goodness. But if you're lucky enough to be Mariah Carey, good on you.
Yeah, right.
Whatever. That's how I'm going to handle the rest of my life. I'm just going to walk away.
That's it.
Forget it.
Mic drop.
Oh, done.
I'm out.
So yeah, we're starting again. And I went back to my notes of last year and kind of reviewed what we talked about and decided to expand a little this year. If you all remember, and I'm sure you do because it was just a year ago, we started talking about how to explore the world of wine, and especially at this time of the year when we're all completely broke, how to explore wine in, you know, wallet-friendly ways. And we'll talk a little bit about that as we go on in this month. But I'm also going to talk a little bit about some exciting local ways to explore the world of wine this month, and also comfortable in the comfort of your own home ways. But one of the exciting things that I just locked down today is that our monthly tasting this month is going to be with Savage Oaks Winery. Now, Savage Oaks is one of these wineries that are actually growing their own fruit here in Maine and making all the stuff in-house. And it's really exciting, and they're doing very, very good work. And so I would invite all of you to come on the third Thursday, which is the 19th, and meet them and taste that. And we'll talk a little bit more about the local wines and ways to explore that, the main wine trail, as we go on in this month. But I did want to put that out there because I'm really excited about that.
Sounds great.
But yeah, we're going to start talking once again about how to explore wine. And I wanted to start with things that I think we're going to start seeing a little bit more in 2017, things to prepare yourself for and things that you can expect. There's a lot more wine on the market. There's a really, really big push. As we were talking about last year, Americans have recently become the number one drinkers of wine in the world. Obviously, with that comes a lot of market forces, a lot of money being poured into what's going to be hot next, what people are looking for out there. And I just kind of thought we'd talk a little bit about it in an effort to find some clarity, if we can. God help us. Because it's very easy to get overwhelmed. I mean, I really understand that. It's one of those things coming out of a busy retail season and seeing so many new faces, or, you know, those once a year faces where, you know, I always come out to get the special bottle, and people do get overwhelmed. Even, you know, in a store that's laid out like ours, you look at a wall of wine bottles and you have no idea where to begin. And that's, you know, we try to do our best, and there's going to be a lot of things coming out there to help you in your winemaking decisions in the future. So what are things that I think are going to be coming up soon? Some interesting things. Obviously, the big push, or the big engine driving the wine sales, is the millennial market, this coveted millennial market, right? So you're going to see a lot of things centering around what they think they want to see. That's going to mean things like attempts at packaging revolutions more than other things. Things that are going to make millennials sit up and say, ooh, that A looks different and makes me feel good to buy it. And so you're going to start to see a lot more interesting wine in boxes and collapsible things like that. And I'm all in favor of that. We've started carrying really good boxed wines for a couple of years now, and I can't wait to see what other people come out with, because a lot of the stuff in more single serve or, you know, double serve packaging has been kind of junk. So hopefully those will start to improve.
So this is not your mom's boxed wine.
Hopefully not. Hopefully not. No, it's, I mean, the stuff that I like to drink, I mean, there's, you know, really good. Well, as we were talking about this time last year, ways to find really good wines is going off the beaten path. So finding like inexpensive good Tempranillo from Spain. We carry a wonderful inexpensive Tempranillo from Spain in a 3-liter box that's, you know, fits anywhere and is very affordable. Another really interesting thing, and I think I actually touched on this on air maybe last week or the week before, you're going to see a lot more blending with the cocktail trend in a couple different ways. You're going to start to see wine used as an element in more and more cocktails, as both an aromatic agent in the case of the one I had at the Fiddlehead restaurant, which used a Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc, very big aromatically grapefruity gooseberry. And you're going to see a lot more things like that. Of course, Proseccos have been a classic additive to you know, add effervescence, but you're going to see a lot more than that. And the other interesting trend in the cocktail land is this aging red wines in barrels that have previously held spirits. Bourbon is the big one because, of course, bourbon is the big American spirit, and you're getting, you know, big, rich caramel tones out of that. But that's a really, really interesting thing to keep your eye out for. Maybe you love it, maybe you hate it, but it's definitely going to be a thing that's going to be more and more out there as people try to find that coveted hybrid market of people who are willing to spend a little bit more on cocktails, but are also looking to drink more at home. And this also leads into the other trend, which is that more and more people are buying to take home. So what we call in Maine off-premise, like what I do, as opposed to drinking more on-premise. I think the on-premise drinking was down like 1.6% last year in restaurants, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it translates into a lot of money for people who you know, make a lot of money off their drinks in restaurants. But hopefully that means that shows like this can help educate folks who, like you, who want to go out and bring the experience home. Another trend that I think touches on the millennials and the packaging is going to lead into what we're drinking today. You're going to see a lot more interest in natural and organic wines. Not so much for first timers. I mean, you know, frequent listeners to this program, we've talked a lot about organic farming and sustainable farming and what that means. But a lot of, you know, consider that new people are coming to wine every day, and they haven't had the benefit of hearing that organic doesn't necessarily mean what you think it is. Natural doesn't necessarily mean what you think it is. So you're going to see a lot more push to put those things on labels. So what we're drinking today is a super affordable, super wonderful Primitivo, which, as many of you recall, is the same grape as Zinfandel. Originally came from Croatia, but Primitivo is what they call it in the south of Italy. And all over this label, it says organic. It says organic in English. It says organic in Italian. Wine made with organic grapes, nature made 100%. It is just not shy about it. Does that mean that it's laughable? It might be if it were a bad wine. And that's the thing that I am sort of going to caution people. Don't be taken in by a label that's just pumped full of catchwords. In this case, this is from a company called Zensa. I love their wines, and they actually do a very, very, very good job. And this is a wonderful, kind of rich, decadent wine to drink tonight, for instance, and these cold nights. But it's kind of a classic. It struck me from our shelves. It's a cool wine. It's a good way to explore wine. It's a good way to explore organic wine. And it's right there in that comfort zone of like the $12 to $16 range, coming in at $16 indeed. Yeah, it is good. It's kind of interesting. And then there's other little trends that I hope that we see. These are more Eric's hopes and predictions. I think we're going to see, again, more focus on like regional wines.
We got about 20 seconds.
We got 20 seconds. Yeah. Oh, that's sad. I love you all. Come to the tasting, 5 to 7 on the 19th. I'll talk more about stuff next week.
And more trends.
On Downtown.
That's Eric Bangor, Wine and Cheese. 86 Hammond Street, Bangor, right between Brahma Grill and Fiddlehead. We'll take a break. Joe Posnanski, NBC Sports, on the other side. The Pulse, WZON Bangor.